Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
John 12, 20 to 21. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21 is our foundation. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Yani sa bitre do mi no imu ya do no ani adu no ba ko. O se na hela fo bi wo ho no mo a wo ba fashion asis wo ba be sori. One wo ba Philip wa wo free Bethsaida e wo Galilee an nchen be ka chire ne se. Wo wura ye pese ye hunu Yesu. One wo ba Philip wa wo free Bethsaida e wo Galilee an nchen be ka chire ne se. Wo wura ye pese ye hunu Yesu. Let's read Psalm number 33. We read it last Sunday. I would love us to read only verse number 12, Psalm 33, only the 12th verse. The Bible said, Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Listen to the scripture. Let's go into it. Blessed, Psalm 33, verse number 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he have chosen for his own inheritance. 12 and Nguana and Pesia can, because maybe 13, it will sound like the Lord looketh from heaven and beholded all the sons of men. Because, you know, oftentimes we are thinking that if you come to church, that is where God, you know, is monitoring you. We say, if you come to church, that is where you become a Christian or something. You know, a Christians behave as if that you are only a Christian when you are in church on Sunday. Tear! We want everybody to understand it, that being a Christian is not a ceremonial attitude or acting you portray. As a child of God, it becomes your culture. Culture is a way of life. The way, resident, is a serious thing. Your culture, I mean, say, Obi comes to this place and say, Mama, comfort have drawn a knife on me. I will not believe, because it is not your culture. What did the American say? As I know you, forget about you being a woman of God. You being a person, you don't have that culture. See any American? If somebody tells me that Steve raped a 3-year-old girl, I can never believe, because in his culture, it's not there. What did the American say? And if you want to meet me, friends, you would die. Please, it is not in your culture. It is not in your way of living. Once it's not in your way of living, there is no way. Child of God. He is a new creature or creation. You better hear what we are talking about. The word must transform you. The word has a transformational power. If you are not going to be a doer of the word of God, then what is the point? What is the point even coming? What is the point of even listening to it? What is the point? The word. You must be a doer of it. Because God is looking on the sons of men and watching them very carefully. Very, very carefully. When I'm able to tell you, I'm reminding, no matter what you do, God will judge you. A nation that is 62 does not come to the cognizant fact that God will judge them. You won't believe that even whilst we were, you know, preaching last Sunday, the regulators of radio were sabotaging the presentation. They delayed the transmission. Anybody who listen on radio, you realize that this is not correct. They delay the transmission and omit something that will be, they feel is a punch. You take it out. God will judge. You're doing somebody's dirty political business for. You see,
munyini we no ho na manya kasa chire fo no kenya me adua chire ma etre chire as we are dealing. It was even a young man in you know Vision One, a presenter, you know, who met me and said, "Papa, your transmission was delayed. You need to listen to it and say." I listened to it and I said, "No, this is a delayed transmission. It wasn't as live as it was. They just delayed a little bit. And so if there is anything that was, they take that out and then it comes like, you know, the thing was just distorting." Who are you covering?
Why?
When Miss Hassa, you know what, Isaiah chapter 56, be home, if I'm a
why?
And I'm all grown, oh, God of war. Did that bang? Huh? That band was made. Who be who no de? When?
Son,
I'm here and I'm cool, because I'm walking. I'm walking no crack, no crack to where we are walking. They can't go to finance, so say, brother, for nothing. Because all can occur. Won't you mean you no crack? How can you build a nation then? If it is not, won't you say, you know, who are them that build a nation in blood? Anybody who wants to build even a house with blood, dear. Anybody who wants to build a relationship. Listen, let me tell you. If somebody is in a relationship with somebody already, there is no way your heart should be in that relationship.
Dear!
If somebody is already married to somebody, there is no way your heart must go into a married, already married relationship and to say things like, they don't love each other and we are soulmates. It's demonic. You are possessed.
You are
possessed. Jezebel has possessed you.
You need
a clear deliverance. Because if somebody, you know, when so many things now have become so common and commonly normal. The abnormal things are now becoming normal to the church. Now it is very normal for senior man of God, senior woman of God, to have children out of wedlock and still come to the pulpit. Normal. Ukoka woman say, touch not my anointed. You should not criticize a man of God. You must not speak against a man of God. You must not
really
wait, Baba Swa. You will be a frame. Opa fing a mea some year juma.
That's all fear that you say more.
Ube nu hosa year bone no.
Touch now.
Imagine I now bada me fagger on so ha. My catch or say, don't criticize a man of God. I see a some man no.
Huh?
We are crunch rough for we are kenny for. And you do a cheat. What is a pilot? Won't you play now? A double decker.
Wow, we are Yamini Pra, Yamiana Musini, a yadine.
And how do you not call Dichim? What names are your Mimi and Anuna Muna Musia?
Ha!
Abakasa, and don't talk about men of God. What do you say? Funa! And Fenya Midin Matam. We must be able to separate
the things of the flesh
from the name of the Lord. When you meet Dino, it is so sacred and pure and holy that if I am doing my dirty game, I should not cover it with the name of the Lord.
Why?
It's lust stealing the hearts of the Christians of today.
Why?
There is something called self-control. As the word is, that is what it is. The Holy Ghost will not do it for you. Angels will not do it for you.
You
will control yourself. I'm telling you, boys, he further.
Boys far.
Way better than in Jam Monday, way better Thursday.
And the senior comfortably.
I said, Miriam, I call a bastard. And I said, I will call heaven. Aye, you papa.
Dear!
The church doesn't save you. You need a relationship with Jesus Christ. Period.
The church
does not save you. It doesn't matter how good it is. You need a relationship with Jesus Christ. Without a relationship with Jesus Christ, I don't care who is preaching to you. I don't even care who lays hands and prophesies to you. Without a meaningful, a clean relationship with Jesus Christ, forget about it. Without a relationship with Jesus Christ, if you die and we pray for you, you are going to hell.
Without
a relationship with Jesus Christ, they can incense, like they do in the Catholic Church and the Anglican Church, you are still going to hell.
Without
a relationship with Jesus Christ, if Reverend Father, whatever, says that, Heavenly Father, our departed brother Kofi Odro, we ask you to grant him a place. Oh, Male. Reverend Father, as a matter of fact, that is a very useless prayer.
That prayer
is the most useless prayers I have ever heard. Gospel music thing, you are not doing God any favor. There are hosts of angels in heaven whose voice you will not come anywhere close to angelic voices. It is only a privilege that God gave you this grace, and you have already trampled it in the gutter. You think that you are doing God a favor? I'm not sure. I'm telling you that these angels lift their voices up to the Lord and they sing holy. The Lord prefers that one to our abuchi voices. Huh? I'm telling you. So without a meaningful relationship with Jesus Christ, forget about it. Because you are wasting your time. You can give this church $1 million.
Without
a relationship with Jesus Christ, you are going to hell. You bet you see Kennedy. You're being free.
Tell me,
but who knew? It is who my iska make sure so any Jesus relationship. Yes, we see can share.
Who records now?
We'll go because there are three books in heaven. The first book is the book of records. Anything you are doing, there is minutes being taken on your life. Everything, whatever you say, whatever you do, ne Jesus by Jesus, e by ne Jesus, is being recorded. And then we have the book of remembrance in the book of Malachi. The Bible talks about the book of remembrance. Will it be your King Cambro Funkwa book of remembrance? Or can we have some Malachi? Let's see a car. Now, the book of Revelation. The Bible talks about the book of life. Anybody whose name is not found written in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Or see, anybody whose name is not found written in the book. In other words, you can be a very good statesman, politician, you did great for your country. You can be Mozart, who did good, on music. You can be whoever, you can be Shakespeare, who speaks very well and all that. You can be a very great philosopher like Aristotle. You can even be, one of the craziest, philosophers like Karl Marx, whose ideologies brings communism. Yeah, you can be whatever. You can even be a good sports athlete. You can be a sports person who makes, you can be a musician who makes a lot of, influence and a lot of ideas and all that kind of thing. But let me even go further. You can even be a preacher who preach until you fall out. You can be a prophet who prophesies anything.
But
without Jesus Christ, you are going to hell. So this night, before I talk to you about Ghana issues, let me ask you, do you have a relationship? Are you in a relationship? This is a personal introspection. We are doing a personal inspection. We are checking ourselves personally, because sometimes you can go away from the basics and become a lot more sophisticated that you have drifted far away from the foundation. Sometimes you are at the roofing level, but you need to revisit your foundation to check that whether you are still in the faith. The Bible said there is no more condemnation, or there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. So the question tonight is, are you really in Christ Jesus? Are you sure you are in Christ Jesus? If somebody comes into Christ Jesus, you are like a little baby that has been born. You need to be fed. And whilst you are feeding, you grow. What kind of baby is feeding for 10 years and they are still the same? What does you pray for me? By now, you should be an adult praying for other people. Tianye! Can you pray for me? When you pray for me, when you're heaven, who decision? Christ, who decision? And me say, will be a brena yakura yansus also. Can you hear me? I hear you. Any power, many a brea is serious. And yes, your tian will be shim. The chicks be hot for this place. Who make a check, make a check, make a oh, ye seke. Oh, ye seke. Praise the Lord. Will you cry?
Malachi 3:16. Then they that fear the Lord.
Malachi 3:16.
Then they that fear the Lord speak.
They that fear the Lord speak among themselves and said.
And the Lord hearkened.
And the Lord hearkened or listened to their conversation.
And heard it.
And heard it.
And the book of remembrance was written before him.
And the book of remembrance was written before. Omo Omesi police station. Ache. Omudin was our book with. Omo Esi orphanage. Ache. Omudin was our book with. Yeah, you see here, it doesn't go beyond here. Abua will be kana sem nana semuya na bua no, you know, eti Yehua shit up no ya. Sebukwe udin wuimu. Yedini nesi heya. Let me give you a very good analogy. Udin wu bukuimu, but the nim kwang meni. Ube then wako pi heavy and kwaji in shida na wu. It is si heya. Tianye! Now we be jina kwa ho or this kana mani bi udin ko bukwe mo. Ti wahe Bible say in shani mo bro hunu fo na won na obi hunu mo wenta asazizo no wenya mo bro hunu wenya mebe ma obi. Whatever you do for other people, God will also make it happen for you. In the book of remembrance, the Lord will remember you, the good works you did and all that, the alms you gave, the giving and everything. The Lord will favor you here on earth. So whatever you do, you know, the Lord will make sure it will be reciprocated to you. Good measure, praise now, shaking together, running over. Men will give to your bosom. The moment you miss Jesus Christ in a relationship, your name is not in the book of life. And I want us to read the book of life as well. Think of Revelation. And anybody whose name is not found written in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire. And no, I was here, Mama Tias here. Oh, sorry, I'm not going to go to the Jesus Christ, I'm going to go to the Jesus Christ. I'm going to go to the Jesus Christ. It's a very serious business. And yes, I'm going to go to the Jesus Christ. I'm going to repeat what I just said. I'm going to go to the Jesus Christ. Will you come?
Revelation chapter 20 verse 11.
Revelation chapter 20 verse number 11. Yohane Erisem itra eyatuno imu eruba kokwa.
And I saw a great white throne.
And I saw a great white throne.
And him that sat on it.
And he that sat on it.
From whose face the earth and the heaven.
The Bible fled. Said the earth and the heaven fled.
And there was found no place for them.
And there was found no place for the people and who were fleeing from he that sat upon the great white throne. Go ahead.
And I saw the dead.
And I saw the dead.
Small and great.
Yeah! Who are inside? Like we say, Miwana so, Miwana sa. Went to a village, the memorial service, the brad van sa. Wana so, Miwana sa. Unibe, we are there, unibe. And they played the way, you know, they were very rhythmical. And so, in a rhythmic, you know, thing, the people were dancing. Yeah, and I'm saying, you better cry. Munsu! You have a lie, ya. Munna, Musa, so called. Munsu! When you, Yonko, Unu, Niantemwa sent in a it bit me the work of hell. Uni wunu ya dear. Wa ye wa dear manasho. But a wumu tiano. Laugh talk, relationships and marriage. I don't joke with it, because that is a soft spot for the devil against your life. Somebody can be in a relationship with you and then suddenly, just suddenly, one morning pick up the phone and said, it's over. Text message. They are so, you know, uncultured and uncivilized to the point that they stop or break a relationship with text message. You chase this girl, chase this girl, chase this girl until everybody know you were a hunter. Now you send a little text message, it's over between us. You could have seen me, papa. You must have the, if you can't face a woman and face a man in terms of, you are a big coward. You must be able to have the tenacity and the boldness and the courage to be able to stand and say, because of A, B, C, and D, I think we cannot continue this relationship. And I'm not talking about loose and frivolous reasons, like you are, because you are an effer, because you are a guy, because you are a dangbe. These are stupid reasons. The guy is a human being and a child of God. The ever is a human being and a child of God. The others are more beautiful than you. What are you talking about? Don't forget your petty tribalistic sentiments and this, you know, ethnocentric sentiment. So he's an ever. So what? We don't want to know it. No tribe when it comes to relationship and marriage. And the same, no tribe when it comes to heaven and Jesus Christ. So don't bring your thing here. And I know many parents who talk nonsense like that. Will it count?
And I saw the dead.
I saw the dead. Do one inside. You only say, I saw the dead. Great and small. Some people will be great in this life. There will be the kinds of Nkrumahs and the kinds of Winston Churchills, the types of Abraham Lincolns. Some people will be great. If you come to ministry, you will have the, you know, Kenneth Higgins. You will have the Brother Brahams. You will have the Brother Amoakons. You will have the Ida Hoses, the Nicholas Bingos, and Antique Grace. You will have Apostle Enim. You know, people like that, you're going to have all kinds of people also, you know, but because God will raise up international globe tracking personalities, raise up national voices and figures, raise up regional or territorial authorities in his work, raise up district kind of thing, and make some local pastors. And so I saw that great and small. He has seen great and so people who were famous, people who were not famous. Oh yeah, I saw the dead before the great white throne. Judgment and Druso. Jesus said, I have come into this world for judgment. Don't miss that everybody see. That's why I always will like about will say will connect and relate it to relationship. To stop or, you know, somebody send you a relationship after you have helped them and blessed them and assisted them and fed them, made them. They send you a little text message to tell you that I can't be with you. It's over between us. That thing, if you don't allow the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to take it out of your heart, you will be bitter against the human race in terms of masculinity. You will hate every man because you will think that every man is that way. And if you are not careful, it will tint and bend and alter your relationship with Jesus Christ. It can destroy your prayer life. It can destroy your faith. It can do all these things. Therefore, so will be. Jesus said that if you come to the altar to present your sacrifice and you remember that you have something with your wife, you have a case which you have not settled in your heart with your neighbor, with a friend, with an ex, go leave your sacrifice on the side and go back home and reconcile. After reconciliation, come back, take your offering and put it on the altar. Then it will be accepted. Matthew chapter 5, verse number,
You will be blessed, you will be lifted, you will be well. As someone show me, I am on you, Wakume, and I am born, you know.
Yes, who be ye? Intina, you know.
Tia,
Sakan, you.
Intisa, what do I hear, dear Bafarimuchia?
Intisa, what do I hear, dear Bafarimuchia?
Now, how can I say, when you are
someone, who can I say, when you will be well, someone?
Jawa, dear Bafarimuchia,
Tia, Jana Farimuchia, and Chen. Go.
Na kwa na unu nia nko bomu kane.
Koni unu nia ni mumu kane.
Ansano wa babe ma yeye diye.
Koni unu nia ni nko bomu kane. Woyere, koni ni mumu, ukunu, koni ni mumu. Ya, kiliso sumo na fomti na unkronkron woho. Niye meni biwa wa edi. Ti unkronkron show man wa buwaw. Amwe timia yo. Enyesa. Enkwa jeni ya hini yeno. Abo. Wundi mi fwa huwa dinye. Su ubi pa. Edi minyadua pa. Na mi shene nim na yehu asifa cheno. Eya mi dine. Tina hongkronkron tini mu. The Holy Spirit lives in me. And the Spirit of God is there to aid and to help me. Yes sir. To be able to. Let's read. He says something about. Will he? Can you see? And then I will let us read a particular scripture. And then we'll go back to the book of Revelation. And then we are closer.
It is how do I hear the back for you to hear. Na ho kai se unu ya wa sem tia wa.
Kwe.
Jawa ye de no for you to hear anymore.
This is a very serious thing. As my eye can see, I am very serious. And yeah, dear, he did a very serious. Very serious. Read it in English.
Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother had aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift.
John chapter 14. Let's read something about the Holy Spirit in John 14 and 16 verse. I want to tell everybody that when you become a Christian, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. A lot of people don't even know who the Holy Spirit is and what he does. But we will not even, branch there. My point is very simple. The only reason the Holy Spirit is going to be in you is that we have loads of habits that we ought to disconnect from. In our old nature, there were habits we cultivated that we need to let go. And it becomes very, very, very difficult to let go, like masturbation, like fingering yourself. Yeah! Because a Christopher, now you are my woman, they are son them, but they are addicted to masturbation. There are people in church who have sex toys. Let's be real. No. Abraham was rawa. Aye, timidi two our money. And was rawa. Yeah, you bet me a break your free. Why are you tormenting yourself? Huh? Why are you wasting your life away? Tianye, and you are going to feel no. Huh? You timidi a break. The Holy Ghost is in you, helping you, that the grace of God is activated. Grace, which is a free gift of God. The Holy Ghost activates the grace.
John chapter 14 verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort.
He will give you another comfort. That means that Christ was a comforter. And as a Christ is a comforter, he will give you another comforter.
That he may abide with you forever.
He will abide with you for the end.
Ever.
Ever. The Holy Ghost is there forever. Read.
Even the Spirit of truth.
Even the Spirit. Dear. The first description of the Spirit of truth or the Spirit of God. No quiet. The fact that you have money, you throw your money about, doesn't mean that we can't hear dia. It is your catch it all. How do you catch it all, sir? Huh? Oh, you don't get to be trimbram. Sorry, no one to me can show because when I, you know, everywhere you man to be able 4,000. 4,000 is ka. 4,000 is ka. Upa, I mean, for 4,000, I'm going to amplify by a couple. One amplify, you're 7,000. One amplify! I'm a 4,000. Diboni ampersi eka. Nani yawa wato eyi asasi edisi asonda numre faende kuzi ono kura ye chine ni muna intese. Oh, 4,000. Ye diye ye diye ye. Nese na menkanchi. Ye diye ye. It be maybe to amplify, it be to keyboard, it be to drums, it be to speaker. A dear, we say, no, Coco Bob Ren, a druce. One year, ya, Casa Moo, ya, ya, de Casa. Ya, can't wait him at in ya, ya, jum. We see, can't hear the Yako Tobacco, Cobono, dear, ye be beam, ya, catch it out. A Kenya, me, a judge. You need a relationship with Jesus Christ, and you need to develop it on a daily basis. Do you know me, Kano? And Tito, we hear it, and Tito, who couldn't catch them and say, we need me, Yesu. Wapua! Every man standing here, every morning you get an erection, whether you have a wife or not. Something stands up, yes. Whether you have the Holy Ghost or not, whether you are anointed or not, there is an erection that comes. The day that thing don't happen, you are impotent. So erection is better than impotent. It's true. Erection is better than impotence. Say better who din answer na be ware na afi wu dwana wo yere de ne anope bia say de nyame nyansem wo ye ono no. What's it to me? Eye yin enieme na etim ko yima. Come me minti. Praise the name of the Lord. So nyame na so me mponko ebe.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.